Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. These stories were in Elgin newspapers on November 18, 1920. Hundreds of residents in Elgin and vicinity are involved in one of the largest purchases of oil lands ever recorded. $500,000 of capital furnished by residents of Elgin, Bartlett, Dundee, Hampshire, and other nearby towns made the monster deal possible. Mayor Arwin E. Price this morning pronounced emphatic protest against the remarks of Leonard Emmerich, an official of the Illinois Watch Case Company, who last Tuesday stated to Association of Commerce members the necessity of a fire engine for the fire department and advised that body to take up the matter officially. Mr. Emmerich charged that water pressure was insufficient to combat a big blaze. Mayor Price said, "Lack of water pressure has been the complaint of a certain number of people following every big fire. I wish to state emphatically to the people of Elgin that there is pressure enough here to blow up the water pipes. Fire engines are a thing of the past, obsolete. Modern cities are gradually discarding them. Talk of them is utter nonsense." Recent cases of typhoid fever reported to the health department are not attributed to the milk supply coming into the city, Dr. A. L. Mann, city official, stated this morning. He again gave a clean bill of health to the city water supply as far as the disease is concerned. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Area Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.